Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. The city of Bossier is requesting city council approval of a $60 million bond fund for the expansion of the Northern Parkway extension, in addition to the city's animal control facility and improvements to city roads and ditches. According to the Shreveport Times, an ordinance to allow city debt of up to $60 million with the Louisiana Local Government Environmental Facilities and Community Development Authority will be up for final adoption with the Bossier City Council on December 4th. The bond term is 30 years. About $18 million of it would be dedicated to help complete Phase 2 of the Walter O. Bigby Carriageway, a $50 million project that will loop north around Bossier City from the Arthur Ray Teague Parkway to Benton Road to improve traffic flow. Texas is among the states hit hardest by climate change. That's according to a federal report released Friday. Forecasts in the National Climate Assessment suggest natural weather events common in the state, like hurricanes and heat waves, will increase in intensity and frequency. John Nielsen Gammon is the Texas state climatologist with Texas A&M University who worked on the study. He tells Public Radio's Texas Standard the supply of water, food, and energy is also of growing concern.
Climate change is going to really force the state to make some trade-offs into who gets what water and how that gets distributed. So that's the biggest economic impact, I think, on the short term.
The report also highlighted state policies that are effectively managing the effects of climate change, such as the statewide master plan to protect the Texas Gulf Coast against storms and other hazards. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Tuesday on legislation that allows the Delta Queen steamboat, built in the 1920s, to resume taking passengers up and down the Mississippi River and tributaries like the Arkansas River. Lee Powell, executive director of the Delta Grassroots Caucus, has been advocating for the legislation. He tells Arkansas Public Radio the steamboat resuming operations would create 150 jobs and spur tourism and bring broader benefits.
A national historic icon, and it's the only remaining boat that is so similar to the great Mark Twain era of steamboats. It educates people about the history of our region. It exposes people to the natural beauty of the region, because if you go traveling through the Mississippi Delta and the Arkansas and Ohio rivers, it tends to make people deepen their commitment to environmental preservation.
The Delta Queen was taken out of service in 2008 when federal fire safety exemptions expired. It currently is undergoing renovations in Houma, Louisiana. Its return to service on Arkansas and Mississippi rivers is expected to generate $100 million of economic activity. The legislation provides an exemption to the 1966 Safety of Life Sea Act that prohibited large wooden ships from carrying passengers on overnight trips. The Delta Queen Caucus says the Delta Queen is mostly steel and has advanced safety features. The bill awaits President Trump's signature. Looking at the weather, the temperature is going to reach 69 degrees today. There's a 20% chance of rain. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.